The way the music swings when you go in places doing things with CKLW, Radio 80, Radio 80.
From now, what was it? How do I say it? From now to 11. Okay. From now and... Will you leave me alone? This is my show.
He wrecked a bit on me.
Go ahead.
He wrecked a bit. I was doing this build-up to the number one song.
Go ahead. See if you can do it.
Smash.
All right, go ahead.
From now until 11 o'clock tonight.
No, you
no, that's
see?
Not it. You got to have more punch?
No.
And now...
What? I forgot the time.
And now, from 7 till 11, I'm here.
Hey, I'm here already. I haven't even left, and already you forgot me, right?
I didn't forget you.
You don't even know what time I go out.
I didn't ask you to leave.
Will you talk to me on the street from now on when you see
darn
me?
Darn right.
Will you really?
Certainly will.
Oh, God bless you. From now until 11 o'clock.
Tom Clay presents Words and Music. Here's that guy again, a guy by the name of Clay, Tom Clay to be exact, with musical sound to go round and round. Something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue, but most of all along the way, I have a sound designed for someone especially like you. Sounds to go round and round by the stars of the hit parade. Hey, yesterday, today, and of course, tomorrow. Some swinging, some singing. All of the sounds are coming your way. Hey, hey, from CKLW. We'll be stopping along the way to bring you the latest in news. We might even tell you what the weather is going to be in and around your town. So stand by, movies, for Words and Music with a guy.
A guy by the name of Clay.
Sounds to go round and round. We'll call this number one.
If only you knew how many people you are disappointing by resigning. Oh, Tom, can't you see? You're a friend to us. Someone who understands us. I believe it, too, what you're saying. I know you're bothered by it, but... You ever hear a record called Look, Look, Look for the Rainbow? Well, that's what I'm looking for, honey. The end of the rainbow. I'm going to find the end of the rainbow. My wife is ready to...
Woo-wee. Well, let's forget that and do a good show tonight because it's Paul McCartney's birthday, and on birthday parties, we got to have fun.
Everybody's going away all. Tomorrow night is your last night, right? All right, then let's do a better job when you come in like that. Is he ready to go? Where he says words and music. Has he queued up yet?
No, I like that one where he goes, ha, ha. Hey, play them all. Let's play them all. Just for kicks. For this 1 hour, I want to play. These are signs of genius and talent that yours truly, Tom Clay, has. I don't usually come out and say that, but you're listening to a star. You realize that. That I am a personality. And one of these days, my name will be in lights. Men's room. All right, first hour break.
Words and music. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. With yours truly, Tom Clay. In this hour, we will feature the stylings of Words Music with yours truly, Tom Clay. In this hour, we will feature the stylings of... And now, words and music with yours truly, Tom Clay.
Just a little bit of soul now.
In this hour, we're going to have a ball to get things bouncing. Try this one on for size.
Now, wasn't that fantastic, huh? Didn't that kind of break your heart, all that, huh? Rolling Stones, gather no moss or fame.
Hey! Don't know how I'll do without his coffee, his crummy coffee. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Where is he? Goodbye, Bill. Yes, sir.
Foamy, say something, will you?
Come on over here. Give me a kiss. Give me a big kiss. Oh, he's such a good dog. Such a good little doggy. Do you love your daddy, Foamy? Do you love me? You know, of course, you got to give everybody out there in the audience a great big kiss because they ain't going to see much of you lately. Or again, or something like that. Come on, give me a kiss. What do you mean, no? Huh? No, you're not supposed to cry. They don't want to hear a dog cry. Give him a kiss. Come on. All right, cool it, cool it. Don't go too far, because, you know, they'll miss it tomorrow. Now give them all a great big hello. You believe me, Foamy, it's for your own good. You'll enjoy not signing autographs, you know. You didn't like it anyway, did you? Did you like him pawing all over you? All right, then don't you dare feel sorry.
Every night from 7 till 11.
See him out there at Bob Lowe this Sunday. The new addition to CKLW in the home of the Happy Fellas, one of the great new disc jockeys, a great disc jockey, a very young, nice-looking boy, Terry Knight. You be sure to catch him and be very, very nice to him. You got it ready? Now, be very, very careful with the matches. Please, make sure that you watch everything you do and make sure there's no paper around it so it can't catch on fire. Okay, everybody get your match. Light it. You got it lit? I make sure it stays lit. Hold it up in front of you. Everybody light it. All right. We'll let it go for just a little while. So we light the biggest candle in the world. All right, now, everybody blow out your candle. Blow it out. Don't shake it out. Now, make a wish. You got the wish? Okay, when I count three, and the next song I want is Till There Was You Again. When I count three, we all sing Happy Birthday to Paul McCartney. Ready? He might even hear this. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. Happy birthday to you. All right, everybody give him a kiss. Thank you very much. And I love you very, very much. All right? Happy birthday to Paul McCartney. I don't know it, but you just lit the biggest birthday cake in the world.
There were bells on a hill.
CKLW tomorrow. It's my last day. I'm still continuing with the International Beetle Booster Booby Club, and there are still many ways that all of us can have fun and make, you know, such a big club a great thing. I still intend to take the 10 teenagers to meet the Beatles backstage, even though I may not be affiliated with a station, and that I will not be an MC, because of our personal friendship with the Beatles. We have already checked this out. We will be with them as their personal friend, and they will allow us to bring the 10 people behind stage to meet them. And they are still planning and looking forward to having dinner with me, which I told them in a letter that I couldn't have it at my house because of certain difficulties. However, that I had rented space in a restaurant, one of the best restaurants in town, for that particular purpose, and they're looking forward to it. So that still goes on as planned, so don't think that I have given up, you know, or cheated you or been a traitor to you. I still plan on doing the whole thing with the Beatles and so forth, all right? And I might, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I might, in about 2 or 3 weeks, I might leave for Europe and join the Beatles while they're on their tour, and then come with them when they come back into town, you know, into Detroit and so forth, and stay with them for about a month. We don't know. We sent a telegram out to them asking if this would be possible, and I think because of our personal relationship with them and because they liked us as well as they did, I think they will agree to it, and I will join them on the tour and be one of them, you know. Although I won't get up and sing because I don't know how to do that, you know, but I might, well, I'll find something to do. Then I might come back here and do another big dance and bring back certain items that belong to them, you know. So don't think I gave you up, okay? Music. Immediately following the 9 o'clock news, we will come back in with a Beatle record. Then we will have the birthday party again for Paul McCartney. And then we will play for you the record that we have sent out to all the members of the International Beatle Booster Booby Club. And for those that haven't got them, please, as I say again, bear with us. It's a hard job to get all these things out, and we're doing our very, very best to get them out to you, all right? We had a delay in a shipment of over 17,000 records, and it tied everything up, and we're very sorry that you haven't got it yet, but if you really believe in me and really love me, you'll trust me, okay? Because it's on its way to you, believe me. All righty, let's move here. I just wanted to say something. We've changed our mind. We're still going to continue Beatle Booster Booby Time until 9:30. However, we've had a change of plan. We're going to start off, after the news, with the tape of the International Beatle Booster Ball in Cleveland, because a lot of people out there wanted to hear it for the last time as to what happened at the Beatle Booster Balls. Also, after that, then we will play a Beatle record, then we will have the birthday party, and then we will have the International Beatle Booster Booby interview and a few more Beatles songs, okay? That'll be right after the news at 9 o'clock.
Hurry it up, boy. Hey, can I have some of that? Because, you know, I it's my last night. I think I should have a drink, too. Pong, pong.
Saturday!
One more commercial that we'd like to get out of the way, because the tape we're going to play for you is quite exciting. It's one of the Beatle Booster Balls that we held, and it's indicative as to all the Beatle Booster Balls we held while a disc jockey here in the city. And if there are adults out there listening, I suggest you listen to it, because you'll get the biggest surprise of your life to find out that teenagers are pretty darn great. And I know a lot of teenagers out there now feel, because I'm leaving, that I have disowned them and that I don't like them anymore. And you're absolutely right. I don't like you. I still love you. The most exciting thing that I have ever had in my entire life as a disc jockey was doing Beatle Booster Balls here in Detroit.
Listen to me, baby. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna tune to the brightest sound around. CKLW, Radio 80, Radio 80.
From now until 11 o'clock.
Tom Clay presents Words and Music. Here's that guy again, a guy by the name of Clay, Tom Clay to be exact, with musical sound to go round and round. Something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue, but most of all along the way, I have a sound designed for someone especially like you. Sounds to go round and round by the stars of the hit parade, hey, yesterday, today, and of course, tomorrow. Some swinging, some singing. All of the sounds are coming your way, hey, hey, from CKLW. Few hours, we'll be stopping along the way to bring you the latest in news. We might even tell you what the weather is going to be in and around your town. So stand by, boys, for words and music with a guy. A guy by the name of Clay.
Sounds to go round and round. Better check that. We'll be doing a lot of talking tonight. 50 sounds to go round and round. Here's number one. Due to circumstances beyond control, the offer regarding six white horses will be withdrawn. In fashion with the guy, the gal, the orchestra, and the group happening to be the Beach Boys and Don't Worry, Baby. Where's the music going round, round, and round until 11 o'clock tonight, baby? And then stay tuned. Walk out on me. I mean, just open up the door and make all that kind of noise. I never do that when you're on air. Dave Schaefer won't even talk to me.
Don't say that.
He saw me and... No, I'm only kidding. No, because he's...
Yeah. Right. Well, here we go. The same old shtick, right?
Now, you know, Dave, I'll tell you. I hope the next station that I go to work for, I hope the disc jockey that precedes me has a little meat on his... Because you make me feel so funny to come in and see a walking skeleton like yours.
Oh, dude. I thought you were going to say I had a fantastic build.
You are the skinniest disc jockey I've ever seen in my life. You're the skinniest disc jockey I've ever seen in my life. You ought to do something, man.
We never did get to that weight, did we?
No, we never did.
We weigh ourselves.
No, I weigh... I'll tell you, the God's honest truth, I weigh 132 pounds. What do you weigh?
I weigh 143.
You lie.
No, I really, ever since I...
And you look that skinny at 143?
No, I can.
Jeez, that's amazing.
I got it all over, though.
Yeah,
I
know.
Fantastic.
You got
legs and arms.
You got a... You know what the arms are, right?
Fantastic. No, you know, no suntan, but...
I noticed the shirt is dirty, too.
I wore it all day. That's very good. How embarrassing.
No, I
give
only,
a boo or something.
I'm only kidding. Don't you dare. It was a beautiful boo. It loud for about 30 seconds. You know,
boo, not a boo.
Sounded like it. It's okay, Dave. You can mess up my show, too. Dave Schaefer, I want to say right here and now, so that everybody can hear me, that you're the reason I'm quitting. No, I want to say that as soon as he gets out of here, I'll tell you later about Dave Schaefer. I don't want to do it now in front of him because he'll only be embarrassed, all right?
One, two, three, four, with yours truly, Tom Clay. In this hour, we will feature the stylings of...
Talk about Pepsi later. Right now, let me read the cards for the roses. Oh, aren't those beautiful? Look at that. A dozen red roses. Oh, you silly, silly, silly people. You, I can't stand you. Wait till I see who it's from. This one is from Baltimore, Maryland. We don't like you. We love you. Kathy and Mary Kat.
Can you hear us in Baltimore tonight? Well, later on, we're going to say hello to everybody in all the cities and all the places and stuff like that. And tell you how much we love you. Let's see, we just have one more telegram here. Let me open it up. And see.
As far as letters, I'm going to take them all home with me tonight and read those. Here's one from Detroit, Michigan. How about that? Tom, going to miss you. Good luck. P.S. We love you. Barbara Goodman and Carol Goodman. Thank you, girls. Now, nobody else, please. Don't go sending telegrams, because that's foolish. You wasted a dollar just for that. Let's see. What do we have here? Boom. One of them and read them, okay? Because we got about, I'd say we got about 700 or 800 letters here. And we will never get a chance to open them up tonight, you know, so we'll take them home with us and read them all there. But just at random, we'll open up one. Let's see what this one is from, Wayne, New Jersey. Hello, New Jersey. How are you tonight? And how are you in New York tonight? Brooklyn and Long Island. Dear Tom, stop. I can't stand it anymore. I was that furious. W-I-N-S, Lander, that wrote a composition of complaint. Of course, I don't know if you ever read it. Yes, I did. About Murray the K and the Fink. Actually, I hope you didn't read it, because it was simply rotten of me. This letter is being written on the spur of the moment, and I am practically in tears. You see, usually I snuggle up in bed and listen to a New York station, but tonight, by some strange stroke of fate, I tuned you in. Why are you going? I was lying there in bed,
cursing myself to no end for wishing for writing that letter. At the moment, you've just gone off, and it's midnight here in the East. Listen, you're making a huge mistake. I couldn't hate you if I tried, and you can bet.
But did you write me a letter and say you hated me? I don't remember. Judy, did you write and tell me that you hated me, Judy?
Well, that's okay, because I love you, and I know you don't, all right? Let's just open up one quick little letter here, all right? All right, open this one up. Dear Tom, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Mike Ewart, and I attend the Maryland School for the Blind in Baltimore. I am 17 years of age. I feel that I should have written you earlier, but it was only last night that I found out that you were leaving CKLW. and now I can understand why you... Sometimes I feel that it is better to be a little emotional. Getting on to other things, it would interest you to know that I am sightless. If possible, I would like to correspond with you on tape. My recorder is this so-and-so. So if this letter arrives after you leave CKLW, I hope it reaches you. I was very shocked to find out about the death of your pen pal, Kim. I would like to become your tape pal. What is the title of the book you are going to write? When you finish the book, could you or have someone put it on tape so forth?
Thank you, Mike.
The name of my book is called Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Which is a pretty good title.
And he had his ideas and I had my ideas. Now, the only reason why we didn't get along with him was because he didn't like the Beatles. And his name is Huey, baby. I haven't seen Huey now in about 4 weeks. And I must admit, I like it that way. No, Huey stopped in just to say goodbye to me. And he had a big smile on his face. He said, gee, baby, so you're leaving, huh? I really hate to see you go, Tom. It's okay, Huey, I really appreciate it. And now you can leave. I'm only kidding to the people out there in the audience. We love him. We like him. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He really is. Boo! No, Huey is, I really can't say much about him, except that Huey doesn't like the Beatles. Did you like Foamy? You liked Foamy. Okay, he did like Foamy, so we forgive him. It was in the newspaper, and we want to clarify something, so if you will pay attention to what we have to say. It says, DJ Tom Clay quit radio station in programming huff. Tom Clay, a popular Detroit disc jockey, has resigned from CKLW, effective tonight. He gave differences of opinion on record programming as the reason. Clay, who came to CKLW in September, was popular among the teenage set. He sponsored several Beatle Ball dances at the State Fair Coliseum. Although not revealing his future plans, friends said that Clay has expressed a desire to return to Los Angeles. Who's my friends? Where he spent 2 years at Station K-Day. While on the West Coast, he appeared in several TV series as an actor. Clay 34, this is what kills me. Clay 34 was fired from W so-and-so JBK Radio in Detroit in 1959 during the Payola scandals after admitting he had taken money and gifts from record companies for playing records on his show. Well, number one, I have not quit the station in a programming huff. It is one of the most amiable resignations you've ever seen in your life. They have been beautiful to me. It is the most beautiful station I've ever worked for. The people are the greatest, the kindest people I've ever known. And that goes from the station manager right down to the program director to the disc jockeys I work with. Every one of them have been just fantastic, great people. I have not left here in a huff. If it was a huff, baby, believe me, they wouldn't have allowed me to stay on the air for 2 weeks after giving them my notice. Also, it says about my being fired for taking payola. I should think after 5 years, the paper would not try to hurt somebody. I mean, 5 years ago, you know, isn't it over now? Can't they forget it? If I'm 60 years old, 40 years from now, or 20 years from now, if I ever get to be 60 years old, and I save some little kid from the path of a car, I wonder if the newspaper will say he was an ex-disc jockey who was fired in 1959 for taking payola. Why don't they get off it and leave it alone, you know? The main thing is now, what I do now, you know. I think that's so stupid. I think newspapers are stupid, too. I think they write crummy. As soon as a kid does one thing wrong, bingo, on the front page. Teenage violence, vandalism on the move, and this and that. But in all the great good things that kids do, like riding jumping horses and winning a prize or something, they don't even write about it, you know. Or let some kid be good, kind, and, you know, great. And they don't put nothing in the papers about it. Yeah, I don't even read the papers anymore. They're so full of nothing. Nightside. In the
W. Sir Terry Knight, that is, from...
Yeah, this is the guy who will be taking our place from 7 until 11 each and every evening. And I want all you guys and gals out there to be very fair with him and give him a chance, because he's a real nice guy. He's a young fella. He's a very handsome young man, and he does a swinging show. So you catch him beginning Monday, Sir Terry Knight, from 7 until 11. Considering it's my last night, I should have been up there boom, 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 and yelling and screaming and having all kinds of fun, but it's not a very fun show, I'm afraid to say. Hey, during the season, the Piers Marina at Fairhaven is going to do a real swinging type show. You know, I was going to come on like gangbusters and really wail, but for some reason or other, the wail just ain't there. And I guess this is why I've got a headache tonight and I just don't feel very good. Most of the letters that I've opened up tonight so far have been letters of how could you do this to us, and if you really loved us and really dug us like you say you do, how could you possibly do something like that? Well, dear, as I said before, I'm looking for the end of a rainbow, and I guess I won't be happy until I find it. And somebody said tonight, I don't think you ever will, but at least I've got to try. I can't just sit here and be nothing for the rest of my life, just sitting, doing nothing. I want to do something. I don't know what it is I want to do in life. I know that sounds strange. I want to do something great in life. I want to really do something for somebody. And I know I've done, and this will sound egotistical, I know I've done something for teenagers, but I don't want it to just stop at what it has been. I've done something, what? I've given you hope, you know, and all that jazz, and I don't want to sound silly or anything. I've given you something, you know, I've given you love, which I really meant, but I want to give more. I want to do more for some people. I want to maybe open up a school for little children or something. I don't know what it is I want. All I know is that I want somehow to find greatness. Does that sound terrible to you? I want to be something someday so that I can help people, so that maybe I can help orphans or little children, or I don't know what I want. All I know is that I want to find the end of a rainbow. And I've been sitting here for 8 months, something like that, and I haven't created. In other words, I haven't really done anything from inside. It's all been mechanical. And I want to create. I want to do things create. I want to put me into my work. You know? Like, the only way I have of expressing it is to be a painter. And all right, this next hour should be very interesting, especially to those who have been with us for a few months now. We are going to do everything. We're going to do people. We're going to do Little Dancing Doll, Whatever Happened To. We're going to recite the poem, or rather play the record of the poem we have called Six White Horses. It'll be quite interesting. So reminisce along with us. With yours truly, Tom Clay. First of all, Whatever Happened To.
If you teenagers listening right now, all you guys and gals, if your mom and dad is nearby, would you ask them to come in and listen for a half a second, please? I'd like to talk to them. I don't want to talk to the teenager right now. I'd like to talk to your mom and your dad. If mom and dad happens to be listening right now, I want to ask you a question. Maybe you can give me an answer. Or maybe you're looking for it yourself. Whatever happened to the nights we used to sit on the front porch playing initials of movie stars? Whatever happened to hide-go-seek? What was it you'd say when you wanted everybody to come in? Holy, holy, yin-free? Or something like, anyone near my goal is it? Whatever happened to laughing? To loving? Whatever happened to walking fences? Who invented stuffed shirts? Whatever happened to that haunted house on your street? Or the house that you better not go near it because a mean old man is inside and he'll put a spell on you if you go near him? Whatever happened to the excitement of your first love? Or whatever happened to, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times? Whatever happened to the stray dog you brought home but couldn't keep? Whatever happened to the penny that you were given for the collection at church? What's happened to when it rained, how you'd build a little dam in the street and wade barefooted and build the little boats out of matchsticks and paper? Whatever happened to the water that came down the eaves trough and made the most beautiful clear puddle with all the exciting little stones? Or what about going through a meadow and trying to find stones and finding one and say, boy, I'll bet this is a very valuable thing, and putting it in a box? Whatever happened to skipping stones on water? Whatever happened to sugar sandwiches? You'd pour sugar on a piece of bread and put water on it so it wouldn't fall off? Whatever happened to catching bees in a jar or catching lightning bugs? Whatever happened to flipping bubblegum cards or breaking a bottle of milk and being afraid to go home? Whatever happened to jumping off the railing of a porch into leaves? For that matter, whatever happened to porches? Whatever happened to good night, stars, I love you? Or whatever happened to starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight? Whatever happened to Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy, or that program called Grand Central Station? Whatever happened to cops and robbers, or cowboys and Indians, or rubber band guns that you'd make yourself, or saving the tinfoil in a great big ball and turning it in because you'd get a seeing eye dog for someone? Or was that cigarette wrapper? Where's that schoolboy? Where's that schoolboy that used to be me? When the world was young, only yesterday. As the aging hand of time runs her fingers through my hair, all I can think of is, whatever happened to, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Whatever happened to lollipop?
Yeah, whatever happened to lollipop?
While this was on, I was thinking of a few more things. Of course, everybody has their own things, as they say, whatever happened to. Whatever happened to wax lips? Do you remember them? Candy waxed lips. They were red, and boy, were they delicious, and you put them on your mouth, and they were real red. And whatever happened to little waxed bottles that had soft drink inside it? Little teeny ones. Do you remember those? Whatever happened to hop toads? I mean, the little baby hop toads, the little tiny things that you'd hold in your hand and try to catch. Whatever happened to flipping war cards? Do you remember that? War cards. Whatever happened to walking in the rain? Whatever happened to B.A.B., the local swimming beach where you all went when you were a little child? Whatever happened to family reunions? Countless hundreds upon hundreds of relatives that you'd never seen or couldn't care less, probably, if you did see. Whatever happened to sitting in church waiting to get out because it was so hot and so boring? Whatever happened to walking barefoot? Whatever happened to love? Whatever happened to laughing? Whatever happened to crying? Whatever happened to stars at night? Lying on the grass and looking up at the stars and watching them twinkle. Whatever happened to catching night crawlers? Whatever happened to front porches? Whatever happened to being poor? Whatever happened to the welfare basket that used to come every week? Whatever happened to Santa Claus? Whatever happened to the Easter bunny who left the basket? Whatever happened to me? My favorite phrase, as the aging hand of time runs her fingers through my hair, I am left with thoughts of whatever happened to. The only thing I can say about the entire affair of my leaving is a parable. Listen closely.
It's like jumping off a 40-foot building. And as you're dropping 10 floors, someone hands a bunch of letters to you. During the next 10 floors, you read the letters. During the next 20 floors, you say to yourself, "Oh my God, I made a mistake."
Oh, how you care. Each time you speak, make it her birthday. Each day of the week, bring her nice things, sugar and spice things, roses and lollipops, and lollipops and roses.
We're reading a letter that was just sent, special delivery, and that's why it was just delivered now. Which is very beautiful, and I'd like to read just a paragraph of it, and then we will, as I said before, we're going to do everything in this half hour. We've had several requests for something that I said I would never do again, because every time I do, it breaks my heart, and it concerns the passing away of our late President Kennedy. A poem that we recited and received some 40,000 letters asking for copies. But we received so many calls at our house today and letters today concerning it that we aren't going to do it again tonight for you. We're going to do our song, Little Dancing Doll, and we're also going to sing People. Here's a letter, just came in. It says, "Dear Mr. Clay, I wrote you once. It was a reiteration of information previously submitted to your telephone operator on a subject of care. I feel that I must write you once again and tell you how much we enjoyed your words and music. Somehow it was so appropriate that you placed the words first and then complimented them with the music. Those were wonderful evenings you shared with us, Mr. Clay. The very first time we listened to you was a Wednesday, your Make a Friend Day. I remember you remarked, 'Where would I find a friend today?' You have not only found a friend, but you shall always have appreciative friends. Friendship needs a certain parallelism of life, a community of thought. As we listen to you speak of your charming, loving wife, Joan, your adorable, angelic darlings, Rebel and Candy, and of course your son, Ronald, we began to know you better and better, though we have not had the privilege and pleasure of meeting you and yours. You have always permeated such a depth of warmth and sincerity, inner aliveness, vitality in the spirit, projects the soul fascinatingly. These qualities which you possess, in such a great measure, have endeared you to so many, many, Mr. Clay." And there's a poem here by Rudyard Kipling. "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too." What a fantastic poem that was, huh? We have a record. Do we have any commercials? Yes, we have Marina News, right? I'll do that, and then we'll save electronics until last, all right? I have one commercial I'd like to do for you. Heard of Little Dancing Doll. I would like to read something to you. There's a book that was sent to me by someone today, written by Joan Walsh Anglin. They are a series of books, and they're the cutest little things in the world. And this one is called Love is a Special Way of Feeling, and it has the cutest little pictures. And it starts off, if I may, the drawings in it are just darling. It says, "Love is a special way of feeling. It is the safe way we feel when we sit on our mother's lap with her arms around us tight and close. It is the good way we feel when we talk to someone and they want to listen and don't tell us to go away and be quiet. Love is the happy way we feel when we save a bird that has been hurt or feed a lost cat or calm a frightened colt. Love is found in unexpected places. It is there in a quiet moment when we first discover a beautiful thing, when we watch a bird soar high against a pale blue sky, when we see a lovely flower that no one else has noticed. All this is love. Love is when we find a place that shelters us and is all our very own." And it shows a picture of a little doll, a little boy, and a little teddy bear in his arms, and he's cuddled up in rocks, near rocks in a tree, and that's his own very special place. Love starts in little ways. It may begin the day we first share our thoughts with someone else, or help someone who needs us. Or sometimes, love begins because, even without words, we understand how someone feels. Love comes quietly, but you know when it is there because suddenly you are not alone anymore, and there is no sadness inside you. Love is a happy feeling that stays inside your heart for the rest of your life. Wow. A little book. The one part I love says, love comes quietly, but you know when it is there because suddenly you are not alone anymore. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. I wish to the heavens up above that I could turn the clock back 2 weeks.
Little dancing doll, my pretty little dancing doll. Whenever I am sad and my dreams fall through, then I know I can come to you, and you'll dance for me. It's such a pretty melody that soon each little fear seems to go away. And the world once again is gay, and all because of you. So dance, little doll, roll around in your silken gown, and I'll try to smile.
Called Little Dancing Doll. Someone told me I should read the poem, If. I think we will in the next half hour, Rudyard Kipling's If. Right now, I'd like to read a little letter that I just got. Dear Tom, tonight, which was last night, tonight you played the recording of Six White Horses by Candy Gear that you read one evening right after President Kennedy's death. I heard it and wanted to cry right then, but I was so choked with emotion that all I could do was sit and listen sadly. I know I'll cry myself to sleep tonight, though. It was so beautiful. Thank you for being so wonderful. I was wondering if it would be possible for you to make a recording of it, etc., etc., etc. We did this on a tape. I'll explain the stories to those of you who have not heard it. We did this a long time ago, about 5 months ago, 6 months ago, and one of our engineers put it on a tape. And we kept the tape. We never thought we would read it again, but we decided to last night. Someone called us and said that we should make a record of it. And I was always against making a record of it because I didn't think anybody should make money off from the fact that he died. But then somebody explained it to me and he said that it was rather selfish of us not to do this because we could do so much good by donating the proceeds to charity. It is because of this, excuse me, all day today that I've been thinking about it. We are going to have a record made, and we are going to offer it to anybody out there who would like to buy it. If you would like a record of the following thing that we're going to do, Six White Horses, send $1 to cover cost and everything else to Box 500, Detroit 31, or is it 21? Detroit 21, Michigan. If you would like a copy, a record of this next poem, Send $1 to Tom Clay, Box 500, Detroit, Michigan, and I will send you one.